Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in the South and our online audience tuning in around the world. We're glad you all could be with us as well. I was just saying to my next guest, it's hard to believe it's been almost 9 years since the last time that best-selling author Daniel Pyne was on our program. At the time, we were discussing his journey as a screenwriter and author. The book at the time we were talking about was A Hole in the Ground, Owned by a Liar. Now he's out with a brand-new book that's already a bestseller on Amazon, called Water Memory. We'll talk to Daniel not only about his love of storytelling, but what it's been like for him year after year to be able to do what he loves and to share that experience with all of you. If you have not gotten Water Memory, definitely we'll let you guys know how to do that and stay connected with Daniel as well. Daniel, welcome back to the program. Glad to have you.
Thanks, Cyrus. It's a pleasure to be back.
The pleasure is definitely all ours. Great book with Water Memory. We're going to dive more into that. But I want to talk about this experience for you. As I mentioned, Daniel, you've been able to be one of those people who really take us into the lives of your characters. What has it been like for you to see the way that readers are responding to the new book?
It's been great. It's been great. This is probably my best experience so far, hitting more people and getting good feedback. You write the books for yourself. You try to make them as good as you can make them, and you hope they intersect with the interest of readers, and hopefully this one will.
Yeah. I think that is definitely what people are seeing, even though the book officially at the time we're having this conversation is out now. I mean, the response on Amazon itself has been just truly remarkable. I think the thing that stands out the most for myself, and I've seen people commenting about this, Daniel, is your way of bringing us into the minds of your characters, into their lives. We feel like we know them. Is that what you love the most about telling stories, that you get to be able to create these characters, but also to bring them to life and share that with us?
It is. It's, you know, as a screenwriter, as a writer of movies, you write a script, but it's really brought to life. You try to give it a life so that it'll inspire people, but it's brought to life by the director and the actors, and it's a very collaborative process, and I love that part of it. But with books, you can craft the way that you pull people into the story. They're reading your words, you know, directly from you. And I just love the way that I can kind of get inside of characters in a different way than you do in a movie.
And in Water Memory, though, we do have our good guys and bad guys, but we also have that gray area there, Daniel. And I think, you know, as the characters are able to kind of navigate, and I'll talk around some of this so we don't spoil it, I think we see that sometimes to consider who is good and who is bad, it's not always as easy as we would like for it to be. Talk to us about that. How much fun was that for you to play with, the idea of how people do things based on what they believe to be right, not necessarily what other people would see as being the right thing?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I love to deal with the gray areas of life, the gray areas of character, questions of identity, questions of memory, and this is about this. This is a character whose memory is compromised. And then at the same time, I was really interested in this book in taking what I've learned writing kind of bigger action thrillers and approaching it in a different way, seeing it through a different lens. And it's just been, it was a fascinating journey. I mean, I started with a character and a premise and then just let it run and let the world populate itself.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into that a little bit more for yourself then, Daniel, because, I mean, we have the main character, Aubrey Centro, that we're able to meet in the book. But I think what is so interesting is the what-if question, right? I think, you know, regardless of where the reader is coming from, when you're kind of diving into the book, I think we all would ask ourselves, what will we do if, or what will we do to, X, Y, or Z. Is that kind of how it begins for you when it comes to creating a character or even a narrative for a book?
Yeah, I like to deconstruct the conventional hero, and I like to I like stories about ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances. In this case, Aubrey is a little, you know, she's got a special skill set that helps her in the circumstances she finds herself in. But I try to find those things. I put myself in her shoes and try to answer the question, you know, how would I deal with what's in front of me if I was her? And what life complication, you know, life complicates things. Nothing is as black and white as we'd like it to be. So the complications that you have to face in order to overcome obstacles are sometimes things that you bring. And, you know, you have to deal with those before you can deal with the matter at hand.
Yeah, such a great point. And again, I love that. I love the way that that unfolds in the book as well. So I think part of what we see here is also, Daniel, not only your love of storytelling, but also your love of language and place. Take us into the process of a story like Water Memory. Did you find yourself approaching it as far as the sights and sounds, the geography, differently than your other books? Or is that kind of how it all kind of unfolds for you too, deciding where you want to go physically with the book as well as the characters in the book?
It was a little different because I had to do more research because it was unfamiliar territory. A lot of the story is set on a cargo ship headed to South America, and, you know, I've never been on a cargo ship, and I didn't know that much about shipping, so I had to sort of immerse myself in that world. But then once I've defined the environment, I kind of let things play. So it's very much a screenwriter's approach to things, which is you're limited by your location. And once you're at your location and you know what the set is or you know what the location is, then you try to see how things would play out inside of that location. And that's generally what I do, is I create a setting and then I let the characters go inside that setting. The setting, the physics of the setting, sometimes defines what they're capable of doing and what they can't do.
Right. And I think, again, that's what keeps the story moving along. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back best-selling author Daniel Pine to our program. We're talking with him not only about the love of storytelling, but also, of course, his newest book. You guys have to get it. It's called Water Memory. It's actually on sale right now on Amazon, so definitely take advantage of that. We're also going to let you guys know how to stay connected with Daniel. Daniel, of course, this year is different when it comes to the way that you guys are out being able to share your books. Ironically, of course, this is the same way you and I talked 9 years ago with your calling into the show. So for us, it's the same. But what has that been like for you as we see your main character, Aubrey, having to navigate her normal? What has that been like for you to kind of navigate your new normal with the new book?
It's, you know, I have to say that writing is a solitary profession, so you spend most of your time isolated anyway. So the isolation and the stay at home has been probably less disruptive for me than for a lot of people. And I haven't been running a TV show or doing a movie this past year, so I didn't have to deal with all the COVID protocols. But I like the way that the internet has helped artists reach their audience in a kind of a more intimate way, you know, where you can answer an email from somebody, people can take their time and do research rather than big events where you read your book and you answer a couple questions and you sign a bunch of books. I kind of like this. I like being able to take the time to talk about things and respond to questions and change my story as it goes along because I see what people are interested in and what they aren't.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit, and we'll talk around this, Daniel, but the backstory of Aubrey, what was that like for you to tease throughout the book as she's dealing with her situation that we find her in with the book, what is it like for her to think about the life she had and what she's dealt with, what she's able to overcome?
Yeah, there's a bunch of levels to her because she's a strong woman, and I wanted to explore a woman in a traditionally male field and
yeah.
how she might approach things differently and how working in that field would affect her and affect her family because she has a couple of kids. She spends most of her time on the road. She's away from home most of the time. She's not the primary caregiver in her family. And how has that affected her adult children now that they've left the nest? So I was interested in that, but I was also interested in the kind of echoes of how memory defines us and how our memories are imperfect. And she has, she's had a traumatic childhood. She's had to overcome some things even before she became a security specialist. So those things kind of ripple forward. And it was an opportunity to kind of explore a lot of things that I've always been interested in, especially gender role reversals,
yeah,
unconventional relationships, and also how being a strong person in one field affects you in your relationships and affects you in your life and your family and, the decisions that you make. It's not that you regret them. It's just that we only have so much time and we only have one life. So, you make your choices and then you have to live with them.
Yeah, so true. And I think, too, to have something to fight for, I think that
yeah.
is the other thing that comes through in this book, Daniel, which makes it such a great read for our audience. Again, everyone, Water Memory is a new book. Daniel Pine has been our guest. As I mentioned, it is available through our friends at Amazon.com, already a bestseller there, so you can get it either in print or the Kindle edition as we have it here. And, Daniel, how can our audience stay connected with you?
www.danielpine.com, Pine with a Y.
All right, he's made it very easy for you guys. Daniel, it was great being able to catch up. Hopefully, it won't be another 9 years. You know you're welcome back here
anytime.
Hopefully
not. There's a second Aubrey Centro that I'm working on as we speak. So I'm gonna continue with this character at least in one more book.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. I wasn't going to say anything about that, Daniel. I did see on Amazon it said one of two, and I was like, oh. But I was waiting on you to say something about that, so I appreciate you mentioning that.
I've been digging into more of her past and more of her present.
Awesome. Well, it's going to give us something great to look forward to. I'll be writing my review on Amazon. Encourage anyone else who's already read the book to do the same thing. And, Daniel, again, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.